महाभाग भवद्भि गौरमंगुलम विजिनंगति प्राप्त पूज्यंग बंदम अभिष्ण So, in continuation of the Pandava's position in relationship with Dronacharya, the Guru, so many things have been explained by Draupadi. So, she is not ordinary woman. She knows everything of the religious principles, and therefore she is teaching the assembly of respectable, learned persons how the spiritual master should be respected. Drona is also qualified as Bhagavan. Bhagavan, anyone is extraordinarily powerful. He is addressed sometimes as Bhagavan. Narada Muni He also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan. Lord Shiva is also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan. We have explained the divine features of Bhagavan many times. Aishajyasya samagyasya bijyasya jasasya Shiva. So, the Supreme Bhagavan is Krishna. Lannat parataru matra parataram nasya. There may be so many Bhagavan, but the absolute Bhagavan is Krishna. Vaisadhyasya samagrasya vidyasya not samagra, but the Supreme Personality, He is samagra. The others, they have got to certain extent the qualities of Bhagavan. In that sense, they can be addressed as Bhagavan, but they are not samagra. Samagra, samagra means the complete. That is only attributed to Krishna, nobody else. Chaisa Bhagavan Drona Prajadutina Vata. Praja means offspring, son, daughter also. Prajayati, one who is born of the father. Without father, there is no possibility. Son or daughter, therefore, prajayate, one who gives birth, and the praja. Praja is the product of the body of the father. A son or daughter, they may be different persons, but they belong to the body of the father. Yathajoni, yathabhijam. Father is bhijam, just like bhijam. The seed. The seed is the tree, letter. Similarly, the bhijam, the seed is put by the father in the womb of the mother. And as the seed implanted in the heart, and taken care of, with watering, sprinkling, it grows to a big tree. Similarly, the seed is sown in the womb of the mother, and the mother takes care of the seed, and it comes to a big body later on and comes out. This is the process of birth. So, in one sense, between the seed and the tree, there is no difference. Similarly, the seed of the father and the father, there is no difference. Here it is a prajarupena, bhaktarupena. So according to Vedic culture, if one woman has got son, she is not considered to be widow. Widow means one who hasn't got husband, or husband is dead. So, if the husband's representative is there, so strictly speaking, she is not widow. So, prajarupena vartate. Again, the wife is considered ardhangini. I think in English also it is a better half. Wife is considered half the body. The left hand side half. Perhaps you have seen the picture that Krishna and Radharani, one body. The left hand side is Radharani. The right hand side is Krishna. Srila Dribhu Goswami has explained this. Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhutiti Alladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmana Bhuti. Radha and Krishna, they are one. But for pastime, they have become two. Ekatmana Bhuti Deho Hedau Gatuto. Again, Radha Krishna is united, Chaitanya to Prakata Madhuna, Sadhan Chaitkamata. So these things are there. So, why is it considered better half? Adhans. So, the Adhanini is there, and the sun is there in so many ways that are missing, that do not think that Dronacharya is dead and gone. He's convincing this point. Dronacharya is still existing. So, killing the son of Dronacharya means killing Dronacharya. So do not do this. He's putting so many arguments. Then, tad dharmatta mahabhaga bhamat ji gauravam kuram. One should act in such a way that it should be glorified in the family. The family consideration is very important in Vedic culture. In family does not mean that only a husband, wife or a two children. No. Family means the generation. That is Vedic conception. So, if something is wrong done by any member of the family, that becomes a scar to the whole family. So he is from family wise, he is warning that do not do anything which will be a discredit to the whole Pandav family. Vijidam narhati prapam pujyam bandham avikshnasa. So, the guru and the guru's family, they do not require to be chastised punished. It has been misused in so many ways. In Bengal, that's why they say Nityananda Bhava. Coming from Nityananda. Nityananda had one son, Virbhadra. But Virbhadra did not marry. So there is no dynasty by Samina. By Nityananda Vamsa means by disciple succession. Sometimes extra advantage of taking as Nityananda Vamsa. But people have got respect for such things, dynasty. So, not only it is now, from time immemorial, Guru's dynasty, even in Mohammedan religion, there is such sentiment, Muhammad and his dynasty, Hussein, they are taken very respectfully. So, considering all points, the Guru's respect must be maintained. This is the sum and substance of the instruction. But there is other opposite instruction also. If the Guru is not in his proper way according to Shastra, Guru means he must be abiding by the rules and regulations of the Shastra. Sadhu Guru Shastra. Sadhu means one who is obeying the rules and regulations of Shastra. Shastra must be the medium. Without Shastra, nothing is acceptable. That is spoken by Krishna. Tasmat Shastra Vidhanam. The Shastra Vidhanam Siddhya Vattati Kamaka. So, nobody can transgress the rules and regulations of Shastra. And what to speak of Guru. Guru is Achar. Asinati is the Shastra. One who knows the rules and regulations of the Shastra and he teaches his disciple according to the Shastra, he is called Achar. Achar Praman Vijaniyat.
Respected, as Krishna says, as good as Krishna. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also says, Takshad Haritena Samasta Sastri Yuttasta Sadhadvataiva Sadhvi. Acharya Guru is as good as God. Akshad Haritena. Acharya should be respected as Krishna. Therefore, Acharya Upasana, Navaman Netakari, see, if somebody foolishly thinks that they are worshipping a man, he's like me, and he has taken the seat, and he's taking worship, respect from disciples. Sometimes they question like that. But they do not know that how Acharya should be respected. Acharya should be respected, Sakshar Haritena, just like God.
It is not a revelation, it is according to the Shastra. And Acharya also accepts all these respectful obeisances to carry to the Supreme Personality of God. This is the process. As we receive knowledge from the Acharya, similarly, our activities, the result of activity, is carried by the Acharya to the Supreme Personality. Acharya does not accept anything on his own account. Acharya accepts everything on Krishna's account. That is the principle. And because he is representative of Krishna, he is dealing on behalf of Krishna. We have got in practical experience formerly in British government, there was Viceroy. Vice means in place of, and Roy means royal king, Viceroy. So this Viceroy was respected as the king, as the emperor. That is the process. When he is no longer a Viceroy, then he is not respected. But so long he is acting as Viceroy, and the rule was that whatever presentation was given to the Viceroy, he did not accept it personally. It was kept in the state. These are the process. So Guru Acharya, being representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should be worshipped. Nava manmetata, navatta buddhya asuveta. Never think of envy. As soon as you become envious of the Acharya, there is fall down. Envy. Jasya prasada nagati utopi. Jasya prasada bhagavat prasada. And this is the teaching of Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. He is also Acharya. Acharya parampara. So, matta-buddhya, Acharya should not be considered as ordinary human. Vaishnavi jati-buddhi, guru-su naramati, ati vishnu siladhi, guru-su naramati, these are the Indians. Naraki. Everyone knows that here is vigraha, Gaurnitai vigraha, Krishna Balaram vigraha, Sadha Krishna vigraha. Everyone knows that it was these vigrahas were ordered from Jaipur and it is now in its turn. But why people are coming in thousands to see the vigraha? They do not know that it is made of stone. Everyone knows. Maybe one or two may be coming sentiment. Every temple, just like Jagannath Puri temple, everyone knows that Jagannath is made of wood. Then why lakhs of people are going there to see? Similarly, Balaji, everyone knows, is made of stone. But thousands of people are going to see. So, this is the system. This is not artificial, this is a system. One has the vigraha, Vigraha means the form of the law. There are eight kinds of the forms of the law. They are made of stone, they are made of wood, they are made of jewels, and sometimes they are made of painting, metal, so many, the race. All these vikrahas have to be worshipped. That is mentioned in this also. Painting also, if there is painting, or in, if you think of the form of the Lord within the mind, that is also. Besides, dhyana vastita tadgati na manasa pasyanti jan yogi. The yogis, they think of Vishnu form within the core of the heart. That is also vigraha. Don't think that's imagination. That is also vigraha. So there are eight kinds of vigrahas, and each and every one of them are as good as the other. Similarly, vigraha of Guru is also sakshat haritena samastha sastri. This is the injunction of the sastra. And maybe in the sastra, but it is not carried. No, it is carried. Sakshat haritena samastha sastri rukta. It is said. Tatha bhavatai vasadvi. Those who are aware of the sastras, just like we have installed the deity according to sastra, there is nothing imaginary. It is not idol worship. Idol worship is different. Just like the Western countries, they put an idol on the street, on the park, as the resting place of the crow, and passing stool on the head. That is idol worship. The so-called statues are in a store, and without any protection, no. Our worship is not idol worship. This is deity worship. We construct temples and spend lakhs of rupees to install the deity. It is not idol worship. Idol worship is different. Therefore it is warned, Atte Vishnu Silahi, if somebody thinks that the vigraha is idol worship, there are so many rascals who think like that. That why you are worshipping in the temple? Among the Indians also, the Arya Samadhi, they protest against temple worship. But who cares for them? Here in Vrindavan, there is Arya Samadhi temple. Nobody goes there. But this is a new temple. Recently started. 1,000s of people are coming. Why? All of them are fools and themselves. So, this is exactly according to this shastra. And the argument that God is everywhere, why you should go to the temple? So what is this nonsense? God is everywhere. Why not in the temple? But this is their nonsense argument. God is everywhere, but not in the temple. This is their argument. So we do not care. So nobody cares. So many agitators came and gone, but the Vedic process is gone. Let the dogs bark, the caravan will pass. There is no citizen. On the whole, This is Vedic civilization, that the vigraha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted as He is present. We should take it that Krishna, as He is actually, this is the fact. As you have read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was the Sakshi Gopal history, and the two Brahmins, they promised before the deity, and later on there was misunderstanding, and the deity from Vrindavan went to bear witness in Orissa, more than thousands of miles away. And that Sakshi Gopal, witness Gopal, Sakshi means witness, is still being worshipped in Jagannath Puri. Near there is a station, Sakshi Gopal. So, as the deity of the Lord, the Graha, should not be considered as made of stone, wood. Similarly, Guru also should not be accepted as ordinary human being. He should be given all respect as you give to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is being expressed by even one Omer, that is Vedic culture. Draupadi is explaining the importance, and she has said, Svaita Bhagavan Dhruva. She is quite right when she accepting Drona as Bhagavan. Svaita Bhagavan Drona Prajaruke Namastate, and is present by his Praja. These things should be taken very seriously. Instruction. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam, this is Pramana, Pramanik Grantha. Pramanik Grantha means Sabda Pramana. Sabda Pramana, Anuvan Pranam, Pramana, and Anuman. That's right. His sound is going on. One who knows, that's all right. But we can hypothesis, we can think that some machine is running on. We may not know what is that this machine. But this is Anuman. I have not seen the machine. What kind of machine is running on? But I can think of, imagine, that it may be some machine is running on. That is also another pramana, hypothesis, inductive, deductive. They are also analogy. There are so many processes. So, here, Krishna, Guru, they should be accepted on the same level. Therefore, Draupadi has addressed Dronacharya as Bhagavan, Sakshadhritena Samastra Shastri Riprastatha Bhavadeva. It is accepted. We should also accept. Thank you.